Hi everyone, and welcome to our Market Week podcast for June the 25th. Dollar has continued to gain this week as stocks hit yet a new all-time high and commodities cool as the rally in sterling ahead of the Bank of England on Thursday retraced on the dovish outcome. US data this week was mixed. Q1 GDP was confirmed at 6.4%. There's more signs of weakness in the job market, and the PCE number came in more or less in line with expectations. Remember, PCE is the key measure of inflation that the Fed look at in close detail. The dollar surged and held on to gains following the surprise dot plot changes last week from the FOMC. We're talking about a 2 times 0.25 base point rise in 2023. Previously, the assumption was that the rate rises were not going to take place until 2024. The Bank of England, as I said earlier, avoided a hawkish tilt this time, but it looks like tapering measures will start in September after the summer doldrums are over. Sterling got a hit. US GDP, as I say, confirmed at 6.4%. Durable goods disappointed, and PCE came in line with expectations. The much reduced $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure for the US plan got approval from President Biden, but it was a major caveat of extra spending requirements for what he calls his human infrastructure. That's upset the Republicans on the other side of the House. Jobs, earnings and unemployment remain very much in focus. The US weekly unemployment claims missed expectations again this week. They continue to trend low, but continuing claims improving. But this week's 411,000 miss for initial claims was 30,000 higher than expected, and last week's 412,000 was actually revised higher to 418,000. Vaccine rollouts continue to drive sentiment, but the virus variants remain a very significant concern, and talk of third and fourth waves persist, with the Delta variant expanding quite significantly in parts of the world. The US, though, has fully vaccinated over 150 million citizens this week, approximately 45% of the entire population, but many, many low-income countries have less than 5% vaccination rates. Forex volatility picked up following the surprise from the FOMC and the dovish Bank of England. The dollar index spiked to 92.40 from lows last week of 90.30 before settling around 91.70. The euro dollar dipped to 118.45 lows before recovering to 19.50, having started the month as high as 122.50. Dollar yen rallied from 109.80 ahead of the Fed to breach 111 before finding resistance at that key level, while cable tested down to 138, rallied to 140 ahead of the Bank of England, and then it's retraced to 139 as we close the week out. Global stocks pushed higher to post new all-time highs. The tech stocks led the recovery, but remain very volatile as yields cools and the MEM stocks slip from centre stage, but remain the talking shop for June. The USA 500 traded under 4,140 this week before recovering the previous resistance at 4,230 and then posting new record highs over 4,270. The gold collapse continued again this week following the dollar gains and trading as low as 1760 before stabilizing around $20 higher around 1780. We've pivoted through there for most of the week. The key precious metal opened trading June as high as 1915. Silver, copper and many other commodities were also caught in this resurgent dollar since the Fed announcement. US oil, on the other hand, continues to rally, and this week we topped at $73.96 following a significant drawdown in both private and official inventories out of the United States. Several analysts are still talking about a $75 average for the second half of 2021. Many talking this up to $80 a barrel, and some are even talking of $100 a barrel before the year is out. Yields remain centre stage as well. The 10-year Treasury note gyrating from highs of 156.90 to 144.50. We're settling in round about 149 to under the key 150 handle, but we remain anchored under the key support at 1.60. So that's all for now. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you all again next week. All the best, everyone. Bye-bye.